It's 7 minutes after noon. This is Ozarks at Large. Medical marijuana was legalized in Arkansas in late 2016. A year later, gun ownership laws also expanded. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, medical marijuana consumers will be prohibited from purchasing or owning guns.
A lone gunman practices shooting his semi-automatic weapon this morning at an indoor tiny town gun range. But if this fellow happens to be a registered Arkansas medical marijuana user and tries to purchase a brand new gun from a licensed dealer like David Rose Gun Shop in Farmington, operator Cheryl Rose says he'll be in big trouble.
The FBI will know you committed a perjured felony, which that's horrible. You don't want to do that.
Rose is referring to a federal law which bars medical marijuana patients from purchasing a gun or even owning one. Violators face up to 10 years in prison and possibly $250,000 in fines. Licensed U.S. gun dealers are required to conduct federal background checks, asking all customers to fill out federal forms, known as firearms transaction records. Regina Millage Brown is industry operations investigator and program manager at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Public Affairs Division, based in Washington, D.C.
And under federal law, it's unlawful for any person to sell or otherwise dispose of a firearm or ammunition to any person if they have reasonable cause to believe that that person is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance. And marijuana is a Schedule I controlled substance.
Even so, 10 states have legalized recreational cannabis. 20 states have approved medical cannabis. Last March, the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission granted 5 state medical cultivation licenses. Pending approval, more than 5,500 Arkansans registered with the Arkansas Department of Health will soon be able to purchase cannabis therapy to treat qualifying conditions such as cancer, chronic pain, glaucoma, Alzheimer's disease, and post-traumatic stress disorder. And Robert Breck, the agency's general counsel, says he's been warning the public about the gun prohibition.
I've been invited to talk to a number of groups around the state about medical marijuana, and I always bring that up, and there are always questions about that. It's just not something that I would recommend anyone get a registration card if they plan to continue purchasing or using firearms.
Gun ownership among medical marijuana users had its first legal test case in 2016 when a Nevada patient barred by a dealer from purchasing a gun challenged the federal statute before the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The judge ruled the ban does not violate the Second Amendment. According to Giffords Law Center, which advocates for stricter gun control, nearly a quarter of all gun sales were made through unlicensed sales. More than 60 gun shows will take place in Arkansas in 2018, where such sales could expand given the prohibition. Gretchen Davis is a licensed arms dealer with Thor Global Defense Group in Van Buren.
It could, but they also know that if they're in possession of it, they're in violation of the law. And gun owners, over the whole, follow the law.
The National Rifle Association has yet to take a position on this matter. Only 17 states require universal background checks on all gun purchases. Arkansas does not. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Jacqueline's story was created in collaboration with Arkansas Public Media, a statewide reporting project funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations across Arkansas. You can learn more about Arkansas Public Media at their Facebook page. Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information available at explorethevillage.com.